The pageantry of the American transition of power is captivating. It is easier to appreciate it this year because, barring a frigid spell that forced the inaugural ceremony indoors, there were fewer disruptions. There was no storming of the Capitol on January 6th. There were no public displays of anxiety by women and minorities as we saw in 2017. Donald Trump won this election decisively, unlike in 2016, which many viewed as a one-time fluke. Much of the credit goes to Susie Wiles, Trump's 2024 campaign manager, and now the first female chief of staff, who has run an admirably tight ship. This professionalism is evident in the smooth choreography of issuing over 200 executive actions on day one. Please do not take this as an endorsement of the content of those orders. There are simply too many to properly assess from a distance, and some are highly polarizing. What stands out is the seamless execution of the early steps compared to the chaotic start of 8 years ago. While appreciating the transition's pageantry, it is important not to compare it with royal transitions or those in countries without term limits. The Japanese and British royal ceremonies are indeed sights to behold, but how often do they occur? Similarly, in countries like Russia, China, and even India, the pomp and grandeur may be imposing, but these events cannot compare since actual power transitions happen far less frequently. The inaugural ceremony itself was eye-catching, a dance of style and substance, but the newly sworn-in president's energy eclipsed everything else. This was reportedly the longest inaugural address delivered by any U.S. president. But that's not all. Even the day before, President Trump gave a lengthy speech to supporters at Capital One Arena, where Elon Musk and other members of the Village People joined him on stage momentarily. Within 24 hours, he delivered his first speech, followed by a 30-minute inaugural address, then another address, and yet another appearance at the arena. He also attended several inaugural balls with his beautiful family. When he finally arrived at the Oval Office, he signed those executive orders while answering questions from the press. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If I can have this much mental agility and energy at the age of 78, I will count myself among the luckiest people alive. Just being alive at that age is a challenge for ordinary souls like us. This energy is all the more striking when contrasted with the visible health challenges of his predecessor. While blessed with a good heart and a force for good, President Biden struggled to conceal his physical decline toward the end of his term. During Trump's inauguration speech, when he replaced American carnage with American decline, many speculated it was a subtle jab at his predecessor's health.